Blog Talk Radio.
I have run every test on this cold fusion formula and must conclude that it is not merely incomplete, but rather impossible.
You may as well try to create perpetual motion, Mr. Tretiak.
I invest millions. And you can't make it work! What are you doing with my money? Do you think it comes so easy? No!
Sir, I have been working for nearly 2 weeks without sleep. At first blush, the theorem appears quite impressive, convincing.
It does! Yes.
Vamp Draconian, Vampire Tunnel, is closed for repairs. I am host Stupin Moskovitz. Today we have many American great songs on radio show. We have Mountain Goats. We have Stooges. We also have Desmond Decker from Jamaica. We also have Lee Scratch Perry from Jamaica, as well as many others. You are listening to Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I am host Stupin Moskovitz. And coming up next, we have Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Song is called American Penetration, yes? We'll be right back. I find very hard to admit. That Seminole explosion, those cumulus and cirrus clouds that blanket our imaginary geography, are enough to sadden anyone. fucking when you don't have strength to fuck can be beautiful, even epic. Then it turns into nightmare. All right, that was The Stooges. A little song called Penetration. If you guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, is Closed for Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And, yeah, we've got some more stuff coming up here tonight, actually, as Stupin mentioned earlier in the show. We do have some Mountain Goats. We also have Lee Scratch Perry, as well as the crewman, Birdie Nom Nom, making another appearance on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, as well as Daniel Johnson and Lena Horn, Kermit the Frog. All great stuff coming right up. I did want to take the time to say that call-in number is 805-856-2808. I do see that we have a few people in the chat room right now. Hello to everybody out there in the chat room. Of course, everybody that's listening in the archives right now. Sympathetic Ear, who is in the chat room, has actually brought up a very interesting there's a very interesting organization that he has brought to my attention, raising money to help the families that were recently hurt in the Indiana tornadoes that have been taking wild, crazy stuff going on there in Indiana right now, as well as that part of the country. So I will invite Sympathetic Ear to call in, of course, and share some more information about that. He has shared the link in the chat room, so, of course, everybody can log in and check that out. You guys can go to www.wepay.com/donations/survivors of the Indiana tornado. Actually, I think you just have to type in www.wepay.com/donations, and you can find out all the information about that right there. We do have 47 minutes left of live streaming, as mentioned earlier, 805-856-2808. Coming up next, we have the Mountain Goats. Song is called Fall of the High School Running Back. We'll be right back.
Yards per carry. All eyes were on you, junior year. Blew your knee out of an out-of-town game. Nowhere to go but down, down, down. Nothing but the ground left for you to fall to. Brand new friends, people you used to look down on, and you'd figured out a way to make real money, give an end to your friends, and it felt dependent. Chrome spokes on your Japanese bike, but selling acid was a bad idea. Selling it to a cop was a worse one. The new law said that 17-year-olds could do federal time. You were the first one, so I sing this song for you. William Standiforth Donahue, your grandfather rode the boat over from Ireland, but you made a bad decision or two, yeah.
All right, that was the Mountain Goats, a little song called Fall of the High School Running Back, and I think the moral of that story is that no matter how blown out your knee is, you really shouldn't sell acid, and especially don't sell it to kids. Otherwise, you'll end up being the subject of a Mountain Goats song. Nobody wants that. Coming up next, we've got Project U newsfeed, as well as Lee Scratch Perry.
and of course the crewmen. So we got a lot of great things going on. Yes, sympathetic ear. I really would appreciate it if you called in and shared some information on this organization with the listeners of the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, which is still closed to repairs, 805-856-2808. You know what? We're going to go from this song into the Project U newsfeed. Coming up next, we have Lee Scratch Perry with a song called Set Them Free. We'll be right back.
In time, the criminals themselves began to band together. They developed their own outlaw culture with a strict code of conduct based on loyalty to each other and opposition to the Tsar.
It was a code that said, you don't inform on any member of the gang, you don't cooperate with the government, and you share all the profits that we make among everybody.
By the time of the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, the Vorovskoy Mir, or Thieves' World, was alive and well. Vladimir Lenin found this out the hard way. Just months after seizing power, he was robbed by a gang of highwaymen. Lenin's response was swift. He created a brutal new police force and ordered that bandits be shot on sight. But it was Joseph Stalin who would try to crush the thieves' world once and for all. Seizing power after Lenin's death in 1924, Stalin locked the Soviet Union in his iron grip.
Now, this is supposed to be the trial of Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm, Adolphus James, and Lord Grab and Flea. So listen carefully, all you jurors. Your Honor, may I introduce myself? Yes, you may. Well, my name is Lord Defend. May I speak on behalf of my client? Yes, you may. Well, I don't think it's fair to sentence these men to 500 years. Are you suggesting that I'm unfair? No, Your Honor. But as you see, they are from a poor generation. Having no education, no qualification, so they are driven to desperation. Can't get a job. They have been forced to rob. I'm not suggesting that they should, but as you know, a hungry man is an angry one. So give them a chance, Your Honor, please. Think it over before you throw them over. Please give them a break to mend their mistake. Your Honor, as you already know, that robbery was from creation, for it was robbery that befall the black nation. Our ancestors once ruled this world and all its gold, but now they are poor. Who stole the gold? Your Honor, could you answer me that question? If you can't, then there must be silent thief as well as violent thief. So please think it over, Your Honor, before you throw them over. Give them a break.
You guys are listening to the Literary Underground news feed. Today's news feed, of course, brought to you by none other than the Literary Underground. You guys can actually go to www.theliteraryunderground.com Project.org for all your Draconian Vampire information, as well as the Project Hughes newsfeed information as well. Of course, today's newsfeed for March, excuse me, I'm not even sure what date it is today, but it is March, and of course it is Tuesday or Wednesday, wherever you are, and it is the 6th that I'm just now receiving. But of course, today's newsfeed is about Uno Kudo Volume 2, which is due out, I believe you guys can submit to that from now until May 1st, 2012. And of course, Uno Kudo is a full print, full color art, photography, and of course, fiction, poetry, and nonfiction magazine that you guys can submit to. This one is actually, it's really interesting. This time they're actually having an open submission that will be judged by a panel of 7 different writers. Of course, the best written and visual pieces will be published in Uno Kudo 2 for a November release, actually. The theme of this issue is naked. This can be interpreted however the artist feels, of course, being vulnerability, openness, inhibition, emotional, or physical. Deadlines for that, as I mentioned, are May 1st, 2012. And basically, you can send fiction, poetry, nonfiction, illustrated stories and comics, artwork, and photography under 1,500 words, of course. And you guys can send all your information and your submissions to uno.kudo, that's uno.kudo@gmail.com. We're going to keep things rolling here. We actually have a caller on the line, which is an area code 586. We're going to pull them in, and I believe this may be sympathetic here. I'm not really sure. But we will find out. Area code 586, you are live.
Hello, my name is Jacob.
Hello, Jacob. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm with Sympathetic Ear.
Oh, okay. Great. Good to hear from you.
Okay. And I really do appreciate it. What we work with, we're located in Michigan, and we're collecting right now money for survivors of the Indiana tornado, and I just set this up. Our goal is $2,000. All money will go to the St. Luke Church in Indianapolis, and we'll, you know, contribute to the U.S. Emergency Fund, and that's able to serve and help children and then families through disaster planning, response and recovery work. So it really does mean a lot. It's also going to, like I said, the St. Luke's Church, and they recently delivered 2 semifolds of donated items. The church is still collecting, and if you want to help, you can go to that WePay link that I provided in the chat room, or you can find it on WePay.com. And you know, like I said, I really do appreciate this. I don't know anybody in Indianapolis, but I'm helping, and I'm doing what I think I can do to support the people who need it most right now.
Yeah, great. That's how it starts, man. One person starts off taking the initiative and then passing along the information like you just did here. So I really appreciate you choosing the Draconian Vampire Tunnel as a platform to do so. Of course, you said that everybody can go to www.wepay.com. Is that correct?
Right. And then there's that long afterwards /donations/survivors of the Indiana tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And that should go there. Just put dashes after survivors and then after, or you know what, let me just test it out and see if it even needs the dashes.
Okay. Well, that's great, man. I appreciate you coming on the program. As I mentioned, everybody, if you're just joining in, I see that we have a couple guests, but we are talking about donations that can be made for the recent Indiana tornadoes, central Indiana, Indianapolis, central Kentucky area. Of course, that was a huge thing going on right now, and all of our thoughts, prayers, and what have you go out to those people that are really in need of that right now. So you guys can go to www.wepay.com /donations, or you can just go to wepay.com and find all the information there for the Indiana tornado victims that are or survivors. I prefer to call them survivors. Yeah.
And they are. And you know, it's really sad. I was reviewing all the pictures here, and it's sad. But, you know, just crying about it ain't going to do anything. People reaching out and helping. And, you know, I know it's a tough time right now, but we are fortunate, and things will get better.
Amen, man. I appreciate that, Jacob, and I appreciate you coming on the program, sharing all that information. And, of course, you're more than welcome to hang out and tune in for the next 33 minutes of live streaming if you like.
Of course. I'm online right now.
Great, great. I really appreciate that. As you mentioned, www.wepay.com, and go to there, and you guys can actually find out all the information about donations for the Indiana tornado victims there. That's a really great cause, so we appreciate great causes here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Coming up next is The Crewman, and I'm going to dedicate this to those people out there that did survive the Indiana tornado recent situation there. But this is The Crewman. Song is called The Bug of Planet Z. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back.
Victor Hugo, who, according to the day, was capable of eating whole orange in one mouthful, a supreme test of good health, according to the day, and sign of pig-like manners, according to wife, set down following reflection in Les Miserables. Sinister people, malicious people know a sinister and malicious happiness. Well, that's what I seem to remember. Because Les Miserables is a book I read in Mexico many years ago and left behind in Mexico when I left Mexico for good. And I'm not planning to buy or reread it, because there's no point reading, much less rereading, books that have been made into movies. And I think Les Miserables has even been turned into a musical. Anyway, malicious people in question with malicious happiness are horrible family who adopt Cosette when she is little girl. And not only are they perfect incarnations of evil and certain petite bourgeois meanness, or rather, meanness of those who aspire to join petite bourgeoisie, they are also at this point in history, thanks to technological progress, emblematic of middle class in entirety, or almost be left or right wing, educated or illiterate, corrupt or apparently upstanding, healthy individuals busily maintaining their good health.
You guys, that was actually the crewman with the bug of Planet Z. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. Coming up next, we've got a song called Red Dawn Rising by Birdie Nom Nom, who has made several appearances on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. If you guys are not familiar with Birdie Nom Nom, four DJs that will rock your headspace. Birdie Nom Nom, Red Dawn Rising. Area code 805-856-2808 is the call-in number if you guys have any requests, of course, anything that you'd like to share. We'll be right back. Listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Man, I don't know how to follow that up other than play Daniel Johnston coming up next. A little song, if you guys aren't familiar with Daniel Johnston, please familiarize yourself with him. Great artist, actually, from the, if I'm not mistaken, I believe he's from the maybe it's the Ohio area. I'm going to say Ohio area for now, and I'm going to have my fact team actually check on that and double-check on that and triple-check on that, and we'll come back and have some more information about that later on. Story of an Artist is coming up next by Mr. Daniel Johnston. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed for repairs. We'll be right back.
Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. The artist walks alone. Someone says behind his back, he's got his gall to call himself that. He doesn't even know where he's at. The artist walks among the flowers, appreciating the sun. He does this all his waking hours, but is it really so wrong? They sit in front of their TV, saying, hey, this is fun. And they laugh at the artist, saying he doesn't know how to have fun. The best things in life are truly free. Singing birds and laughing bees. You got me wrong, says he. The sun don't shine in your TV. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others just like to watch the world.
Traveling makes you ill. In old days, doctors used to recommend travel, especially for patients who were generally wealthy, complied, and set off on long trips that lasted months and sometimes years. Poor people who had nervous illnesses didn't get to travel. Some presumably went crazy, but traveling patients also went crazy, or worse still, acquired new illnesses as they moved from city or climate or culinary culture to another. Really, it's healthier not to travel. It's healthier not to budge and never leave home, yes? Warmly wrapped up in winter. Only removing scarf in summertime. It's healthier not to open mouth or blink. It's healthier not to breathe. But fact is, we breathe and we travel.
That was Daniel Johnston, Story of an Artist. And we actually had the fact team check that out. And it turns out he's from the Western Panhandle of the, West Virginia, which includes Ohio and Pennsylvania. So I was sort of right. Sort of right. We're going to call that a favor. We're going to call that in our favor. Yeah, definitely. Coming up next, what else can you do to follow up Daniel Johnston but go with another D? Triple D's in the building, Desmond Decker. A little song called Fu Manchu. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It is Close to Repairs. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. And we'll say that we have around, somewhere around 12 minutes left of live streaming. And of course, we do have some special surprises tonight at the end of the show. And we do, you know what, I may have to give away one of these free J. Edgar Hoover red fezes that we have available now from the Literary Underground. www.theliteraryunderground.org. Coming up next, Desmond Decker, Fu Manchu. We'll be right back.
Ram ba ba dum, ram ba ba dum, ram ba ba dum, ram ba ba dum. not easy being green. Having to live each day the color of the leaves. When I think it would be so much nicer being red. Or yellow. Or gold. Or something much more colorful. Like that. Not so easy being green. Seems you blend in with so many ordinary things. And people, they tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like splashy sparkles in the water. Or like stars in the sky.
Could make you wonder why.
Why wonder?
I'm green. It'll do fine.
It's beautiful. And I think it's what I want to be.
A New York artist who worked in space between begging and avant-garde, between adepts of fist-fucking and modern-day mendicants. One night years ago, very late, when TV audience had dwindled to me, I saw him in documentary. He was an extreme, I will say, masochist, and extracted raw materials of art from his proclivity or faith or incurable vice. Half actor, half painter. As I remember, he wasn't very tall, and he was going bald. He filmed experiments, scenes or dramatizations of pain. Pain that grew more and more intense, and sometimes brought artists to brink of death. One day, after a routine visit to hospital, he tell him he has fatal illness. At first, man is surprised. Artist is surprised. But surprise doesn't last long. Almost straight away, guy begins to film his final performance, which, as opposed to earlier ones, turns out to be admirably restrained, at least at the start.
All right, that was actually Lena Horne and Kermit the Frog. You guys just heard, it's not easy being green.
It's not easy being green.
I agree. It is easy to smoke it, and that's what I appreciate about the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is there are no narcs, and I appreciate that. Kill snitching. Coming up next, we got 3 minutes left of live streaming. number to call in, 805-856-2808. And after that, it's all in the archives. As I mentioned, we do have some special things happening in the archives later on. I'm going to say that if you guys can actually guess the year that the very last soundbite of the evening, I'm not even going to call them soundbites, they're tunnel voices. If you guys can guess what year the very last tunnel voice on this show tonight, if you're listening in on the archives, if you can guess the very last tunnel voice, if you can guess the year that this particular tunnel voice was recorded, we'll give you a free J. Edgar Hoover at Fez. Coming up next, and yeah, I think this will be the last song of the night, B. Fleischman, Composure. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Close to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
I should like to tell you that I have seen some of the experiments shown in this film actually carried out at the All-Russian Physiological Congress. As you can imagine, technique is everything. Besides such work as you are about to see, Bryukhonenko shares the credit for the methods of human blood transfusion, which were first developed in the Soviet Union and are now practiced in this country, which have saved so many lives during the war. What enabled Soviet scientists to solve this problem? Long ago, science established the fact that animal organs and tissues isolated from the whole organism can be maintained in a living state. But in order to achieve this, special artificial conditions must be created.
Before you can boldly strut out of my office, no one ever told you you could get by with that kind of attitude, did they?
Isolated organs can be brought to life even though they've been removed from the animal's corpse sometime after death.
Is that old obedient, slavish heart?
It can function as well in artificial conditions as in a living organism. And for this purpose, blood is introduced into the cardiac vessels. The isolated heart beats just as it did a few hours previously in the living dog.
Physiologically the same, but he doesn't fetch anymore and his eyes are permanently crossed. How will he look up to you now, good doctor?
The following experiment is conducted on lungs taken from an animal.
Tastes more or less like chicken, no matter the species.
Bellows distend the lungs and fill them with air.
And ask the remains a riddle involving a Scandinavian priest and a box of tampons. Trust me.
The venous blood is forced into the lungs by the action of the pump. The dark venous blood passes through this tube. In the lungs, it takes up oxygen and becomes arterial blood.
Does it make a nice wallpaper design?
The isolated lungs breathe, producing the same chemical changes as in the living animal.
Who bought the latest iPad used at a pawn shop?
An animal's head can also live in the isolated condition. Here is the plan of the experiment. The arterial pump takes arterial blood from the reservoir to the head, while the venous pump drains off the venous blood. The blood is arterialized in the reservoir, where there is a steady flow of oxygen.
Exposed, expulsion. We still expect full results from this experiment. Positive feedback is not required, but appreciated.
The artificial blood circulation ensures the metabolism necessary for the life of the head. The isolated head lives on for hours and reacts to external stimuli.
Snare drums, maracas, paper mache cranes, Tonka trucks, big wheels, DMT, ketamine, plastic razors, GPS.
The isolated head even reacts to light and to sound. The revival of individual organs enabled scientists to proceed to experiment on reviving the whole organism. The revival of the whole organism can be achieved with the help of an apparatus called the autoejector.
When it really counts for something.
The autoejector carries out the functions of the heart and lungs.
Consumption.
As we know, the heart, by its rhythmical contractions, supplies the body with arterial blood rich in oxygen.
Identity theft.
After losing its oxygen, the blood returns to the heart through the veins. From them, it flows into the lungs, whence with a fresh supply of oxygen it returns to the heart, and then flows into the arteries of the organism.
Used to smuggle contempt back into the body.
The autoejector works on the same principle. The apparatus includes a system of pumps for supplying blood and drawing it off.
So no one else can play Russian Frankenstein with American zombies.